Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories we are tracking today. Capital markets regulator SEBI has asked the government to amend the Companies Act to ensure that a director declared by it as a disqualified person should immediately vacate the position, a plea triggered by defaulter businessman Vijay Mallya's reluctance to do so. Officials said the Finance Ministry is in agreement with SEBI on the proposed amendment and has asked the regulator to get it approved by its board and subsequently forward it to the Corporate Affairs Ministry. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated a 6.5-kilometer stretch of Phase 1 of the Ahmedabad Metro train service yesterday. After inaugurating the stretch connecting Vastral to Apparel Park area here, Modi also took a ride on the metro. The first phase of the project costs around ₹10,773 crore, for which Japan has extended a soft loan of ₹6,066 crore to the Indian government. Private sector Karnataka Bank yesterday said the RBI has slapped a fine of Rs 4 crore on the bank for violating regulatory norms. The penalty was for delayed implementation of four of the SWIFT-related operational controls. Pakistan on Monday restored the Samjhota Express services between Lahore and Delhi days after the train was suspended due to tense bilateral ties in the wake of the Pulwama terror attack and the subsequent aerial engagement between the air forces of the two countries. The train service was started on July 22, 1976, under the Shimla Agreement that settled the 1971 war between the two nations. The IDBI Bank has received government nod to handle import and export transactions with Iran, a move which would help in promoting two-way trade amid US sanctions on the Persian Gulf nation. US President Donald Trump had in May last year withdrawn from the 2015 nuclear accord with Iran, reimposing economic sanctions against the Persian Gulf nation. Wing Commander Abhinandan Vartaman, who returned to India last week after being held in captivity for 2 days in Pakistan, will need to be medically fit before he flies a fighter jet again, Air Chief Marshal B.S. Dhanoa has said. He said that if the pilot is declared fit, he could go back immediately. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Do tune in tomorrow for more business news. Bye for now.